Hello, everyone, and welcome to the third ever episode of Jarius, the Unofficial Therapist. I'm your host, Jarius, the Unofficial Therapist. Before we get started with today's episode, I do want to get some things in order. First, I'd like to say thank you to everyone for listening to my show. The support has been overwhelming in an abundance of ways, especially through social media. So thank you all for all of that support. Staying on the topic of support, I do want to let you all know something that you may have not known already. If you love the show so much, you all can support the show in a bigger way. If you go to www.anchor.fm/Tolson, T-O-L-S-O-N, /support, you can give the show a monthly donation of $1, $5, or $10. If you ultimately decide to do so, I will happily mention you at the beginning of an episode of Jarius, the Unofficial Therapist. And lastly, I'm sorry for the two-week hiatus I had from the show. I myself had to get some things in order for the show that you'll see in the coming episodes. For one, I decided to distribute my show to numerous applications. I am now available on Anchor, Breaker, CastBox, Radio Public, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. You can search me up in any of those applications with more to come. I also have a very special episode coming very soon, so stay tuned for that. Now that that's out the way, let's do the verbal disclaimer. This episode of Jarius, the Unofficial Therapist, is not for those without an open mind. From the title, you already know that the topic is something that many of you will not be able to listen to and understand the severity of. This episode covers the very controversial topic of the two-party system. Opinions stated in this episode are those of solely Jarius and not of Anchor, Spotify, Breaker, CastBox, Radio Public, Google, or Apple, or anyone else. Viewer discretion is advised. The two-party system we have today is destroying America. Democrats and Republicans are in a death match, and the American people are caught in the middle. The nation today faces all sorts of serious problems, from growing inequality to spreading international terrorism to the coronavirus outbreak of today. But the bitter fight between Democrats and Republicans has largely ground the government to a halt. Partisans on both sides are so angry that they can barely speak with each other, much less work together. The most extreme are convinced that members of the other party are treasonous and purposefully harming the nation. But this isn't just a perception. A recent Pew Research survey found that 36% of Republicans thought that liberal policies are a threat to the nation's well-being. 27% of Democrats feel the same way about conservatives. They don't just think that they have better ideas or that their opponents are misguided and honestly believe that the other side is more interested in partisan gain than the well-being of the nation. Many of the more extreme partisans simply refuse to work with the other side. The result is that the two parties have the nation's capital and many state capitals in a death grip. This level of hostility is a direct cause of gridlock. The same Pew study found that over the last 30 years, the nation has grown more partisan and Congress has become less effective. Each side is more extreme and each bases their political agenda on demonizing the other side. Each side engages in political machinations, which include partisan gerrymandering and manipulating the rules of Congress to get their way, stymie their opponents, or deny them office completely. Listen to what former Republican Congressman Mikey Edwards had to say about the situation at hand to The Atlantic.
We have created a political system that rewards people with re-election by being intransigent, unwilling to compromise. Because if you do compromise and you talk to people on the other side, you work with them, you're going to get attacked in your own party in a primary. It's not the problem of the people, it's the system they're surrounded by, and we're not going to change it until we change the political system.
But that's only part of the problem. The more destructive problem is the organizations that skew the discussion of the issues facing the nation. The media, meaning news sources from Fox News to the New York Times and everything in between. They seem largely incapable of dealing with any issue outside of the liberal versus conservative paradigm. Whether it's dealing with terrorist organizations, the debt ceiling, or climate change, the media frames every issue as a simple debate between the Democratic and Republican positions. This creates the ludicrous idea that every public policy problem has two and only two approaches, and that's nonsense. Certainly, some problems have only two resolutions, and some only have one, but most have a range of possible solutions. But the national debate presents every issue as a simplistic duality, which trivializes everything. This duality is making our political debate stupid, and we can't solve problems unless we discuss them rationally. And right now, we aren't having a rational discussion about anything. And the public is sick of it. 80% of people disapprove of Congress, and that's actually an improvement. Last November, 86% disapproved, and last year, 71% disapproved of the way the Republicans in Congress are doing their job, and 65% disapproved of the Democrats. And the public wants something new. In a Gallup poll from last year, 60% of the respondents said they wanted new political parties. This disgust for the status quo is why voters in both parties are flocking to outsider candidates like Independent Senator Bernie Sanders from Vermont and Senator Angus King Jr. from Maine. But what if the problem isn't the politicians or the parties? What if the problem is the system? What if the problem is a system that makes every election a battle between a single Democrat and a single Republican? Maybe the solution isn't new people or new parties. Maybe the solution is changing the way we elect people. We used to have viable third parties in this country. A few like the Whigs and Republicans eventually became the dominant party. Others like abolitionists and the progressives brought important new ideas to the national debate and helped change the course of history. Was there something different then that allowed these third parties to exist? Yeah, there was multi-seat congressional districts. A multi-seat district could have two or more elected representatives. This system allowed a candidate to be elected with as little as 10% of the vote. This allowed candidates from minor parties to win office, which allowed these parties to gain political traction and eventually participate in a meaningful way on the national stage. Our current single-seat districts with winner-take-all elections favor parties that can assemble coalitions of over 50% of the voters. This favors the two major parties. Congress eliminated multi-seat districts in 1967 with the passage of the Uniform Congressional Districts Act. It is time to repeal this act. It is time to give the American people a meaningful choice in politics. We have choices in everything we do, but only a false and divisive choice in politics. I believe that we need to kill the two-party system, but I'm not suggesting we get rid of the Democrats or Republicans. I'm suggesting we change the system to bring in new voices and new ideas. For this, we need new political parties. This will give voters more choices at the polls. It will also bring new ideas into the political debate, which will mean that public policy issues may be debated as if there are a range of possible solutions. This will get us away from the silly idea that every issue is a death match between the left and the right. And maybe, just maybe, the debate won't be so stupid and we can seriously address the issues facing this nation. Thank you for listening to Jarius, the Unofficial Therapist.